WMFO Medfa. It's the pre-noontime workout with DJ D right here on MFO 91.5. Get up, get out, get walking. The warm weather's on the way. It's going to happen, believe me, trust me. Warm weather, I can feel it. You're in the mix with DJ D right here on MFO 91.5. Shout out going out to Jody down at the paint bar. Dick tuning in from Cape Cod. We love you. Danny, Mike, Bobby, and all of my listeners throughout the United States. We love you guys. Thanks so much, DJ D. Boston Women's Rock.
can't hear you, Daryl. Hello?
We'll be right back.
MFO.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Bobby. How you
Sounding
doing, pal?
Good.
Thank you.
You know what?
Are you out
it's
there dancing?
Out my bad knee. I'm out there walking along. I just wish it'd be a little warmer.
Well, we're working on that. We're gonna get the weather up there. Don't worry about that. But I'm glad to get you out there and lose a little weight and get your knees back in order. And you're looking good. You're a great face for radio.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, listen, I'm out of here. MFO 91.5. Coming up, Boston Women's Rock. Thanks for the calling from Bobby out there exercising, walking around. Good for him. Want everybody to do it, including myself, and we got to get Mike out there next. Hey, MFO 91.5 Dance Music Express Music Series. You're in the Noontime Workout with DJ D.
This is Jenna, and we're here with DJ D, playing Boston's best music on WMFO 91.5.
John, we can't keep putting this off.
Okay, I'll clean the gutters.
I'm talking about your dad.
Well, what can we do? He wants to stay in his house.
We can make his house safer.
Yeah, I worry about the steps.
Perfect world, there are no steps, but he does have steps. And that banister only goes halfway up. And all those little throw rugs are falls waiting to happen.
So what about his prescription meds? If he forgets and takes them twice, he could get really dizzy.
Right. We could get him one of those daily pill counters. And he should have some sturdy hand grips in the bathroom and shower. This is all easy to do.
You know he's a proud guy. He's not going to take all our fussing lying down.
That's the idea.
For older people, falling and breaking a hip can be devastating. For more tips on making homes safer, visit orthoinfo.org/falls. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association.
Now please, clean the gutters. Just be careful on the ladder.
A public service announcement from WMFO 91.5 right here in Medford, Boston. DJD on the Wheels of Steel. This is the Dance Music Express music series. We're covering for my girl Molly. Molly's on an assignment. She'll be back next week. And a special thanks to Nick and Spencer for letting me cover their show this morning. It's been a lot of fun. 3-hour marathon. I haven't done that in a long time. It's a lot of fun. Hey, coming up next, it's Mike Stewart. He is the producer of Boston Women's Rock. So he's going to talk all about that. I'm going to take a pause for the cause, do one more song, and then he's going to jump into the controls. Again, thanks to all of our listeners out there. If there's something you want to hear, WMFODJD@gmail.com. And all of our listeners throughout the United States and in Hong Kong, Guangzhou, China, we love you guys. Wa ai ni. And over in Australia, Switzerland, we are spreading throughout the continent, and we're very pleased. We have some other stuff on the fire. We got some stuff coming up. We're going to be producing another country artist. As you know, we were the only ones to play, the first ones to play Steve Sweeney's hit Tonight. It went right across the country on the country music boards. It was great. It was a great, great song. In fact, I don't think we'll get a chance to play it today, but I'll do that next week for you. Again, DJD, WMFO, 91.5. Coming up, Mike Stewart, Boston Women's Rock.
Music just soothes the soul. I reminisce. You're not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman. You're not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman. Happy with somebody else, I sing this every day. Don't make me a sinner in your holy place. I don't even know her anyway. You're not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman. Yeah, I'm not a bad man, you're not a bad man, I'm not a bad woman.
Dance Music Express Music Series. You're listening to the show Chatting with Molly. Unfortunately, Molly's not here. She's on an assignment, so we're covering for her. And as a special edition of this show, we did some dance music. We did some noontime workout, which was great. Got a lot of people out there. Got a lot of phone calls. My buddy Bobby out there walking around with those broken down knees of his. We love him. Thank you, Bobby. All right. And we've got a special guest in the studio, Michael Stewart. Michael is the producer of Boston Women Rock. So at this time, I'm going to introduce him, and he's going to tell you all about the Boston Women Rock show. We are very pleased to be offered to join in with him and co-producers of his event. He airs on 5 different radio stations. He's looking for talent. He's going to tell you all about it. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Daryl. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
A little update. People don't know what Boston Women Rock is. It started over 5 years ago here in WMFO as a segment to Something About the Women, one of the longest-running all-women shows in the United States, mm-hmm. right here at WMFO. We were there with Kathleen. We did that for a while, and then we expanded out to a couple different DJs here. We do it with Rising, with Sky Bar on Tuesday nights. He's mm-hmm. from 8 to 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We also do it with Mike on the Mic on Saturdays here from 9 to 11. And we're going to do a segment on Dance Music Express coming up pretty soon.
Thank you. That's right.
Yeah. And possibly some more maybe on Something About the Women. We have Kirsten. She's going to be helping us there. And we're up at WMWM. That's Salem State. That's 91.7 FM.
That's our sister station. That's correct.
Right up there. And we have done it on Dawn's Early Light, Tracks of the Town, and the Juke Joint, and what's happening up there with Josh, Bob, and Aaron.
Yep.
DJs up there.
Great shows up there, and I'm pleased to announce quickly that I'm going to be joining on with them, co-producing their shows up there with the Juke Joint in Uncle Henry's Basement. And I've
That's
been
great.
Working with Aaron.
Yeah.
Good old Aaron.
Yeah, so it's a shout out to Aaron Boynstein and Josh Saul and
Bobby Nelson.
Bob Nelson, who's been there like
and
35.
Mike, and Mike, who runs the Uncle Henry's Basement.
Yep. Yeah. And also, we were doing on the former WEMF in Cambridge, Austin, but they went out of business. So, what Boston Women Rock is about, we try to feature women talent from the New England area, whether they be solo artist or a singer in a band or part of a band. And what we do is we bring their music in. We had some local women artists we just played. We had Ruby Rose Fox. We played Abby Barrett, well-known touring artist from this area. And a lot of great stuff here. We want to support the women from the New England area. And as you know, we probably have the best demographics of musicians per square inch. Square mile in the United States. Because of all the colleges and stuff and being a metropolitan area. So what we do is we feature their music, we play their CDs, their albums. They come on and they will perform acoustically, and we interview them, and they'll give updates and stuff like that. We have a Facebook site that's Boston Women Rock, and we try to feature what the goings on, what gigs, records coming out, stuff like that.
So, Michael, let me ask you this. You're looking for female artists only. We want to stay in New England. We are not doing New York at this time.
Yeah, basically, you can't be all-encompassing. I mean, we want to feature the people that interact with this area. A lot of the musicians from the New England area do interact with Boston or the metro Boston area out to Worcester, and we want to feature them. Occasionally, we have an artist that might have grown up in this area and started their career here. They might move away. Occasionally, we will still feature them because they're well-known and have a following here. And some people transplant into here, and we'll feature them. So that's what we try to do. We try to give them an outlet, a voice. And in this day of heavy commercialism and the landscape of radio being changed and the accessibility to commercial radio to a lot of artists is very hard. So that's what we try to do. We try to do that. If you have any questions, Daryl gave his email out.
It's wmfodjd@gmail.com, and feel free to send me an email, and I'll submit it over to Michael, who is the producer of the show, and then he'll make a determination to have you come on or perform.
Yes. I also encourage women performers in this area to post to our page, which is on Facebook, Boston Women Rock, and then it goes in a queue, and then I look at it, and if it's correct, then I will post it.
Okay.
And you can give us constant updates and stuff like that. And a couple weeks ago, we were here with Sky Bar. We were a segment, so we're not a scheduled show. We are on other people's show, and we try to do something every several weeks, and we were on Rising with Sky Bar, and we had the band Flight of Fire. And it was a really good interview. And we also had a guest announcer, was Deb Daigle from WBUR. So we hope to have Deb back again. And we hope to have Kirsten on board. And maybe even Jen might even join us at some point.
Yes, we are negotiating with her. She's a little tough on that one.
Well, some people have to get their education, not like us.
I know. What happened to us? I don't know. My buddy Will called in from Georgetown. And he goes, I'm really excited. So what happened? He goes, I went to school today, took an exam, 125 questions, 12 minutes. I said, it would take me 12 minutes to think about taking the exam.
Well, you'd remember your name in 12 minutes, right?
I don't know.
A couple points right there.
Thank God there's a picture on my ID. That's what I could tell you.
Yeah, yeah. I always look at my clothes. Oh, I'm BVD?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be my initials. Yeah. So, that's what's going on. If you have any inquiries, you can get us hold of at Boston Women Rock or dial your email again.
It's going to be wmfodjd@gmail.com, and send me your information. And I'll send you an address, and include your name, your phone number, the type of music, and I will send you an address to send your promo materials to, and we will submit them for review, and we'll go from there.
There's a lot of different programming. There's several DJs that play local music, and some are geared towards certain kinds of music. Mm-hmm. So if it isn't in the the genre we're really promoting, we will send you to those other DJs so you can get an interview or that's get right. some airplay.
That's right.
And, you know, if you're an artist that's not from this area, we still would love to have you send your stuff to WMFO. You can go to our WMFO website, and it gives the address of sending submissions to WMFO, gives the P.O. box, and you could put it to the different shows or DJs.
I think they should put it in care of you, Michael Stewart, Boston Women Rock, or the Dance Music Express music series, Michael Stewart.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that's put a submission to the music director, and basically they make the determination. But if you wanted to go to a certain place, we can help make that happen.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Mail it to you, let them, you make the determination where it should go, and if we can handle it, we will. Also, what kind of format do you like them to send your promo materials
to? We really like CDs. Occasionally, we'll take an MP3 that's 320 or higher, but via email or something like that. But we prefer the CDs because we burn those into the system here at WMFO. We have automation when people are not here. And some of those selections get put into automation,
Okay.
And and so, if, like I said, the information is WMFO website, or you can get through its Boston Women Rock Facebook, and I'll tell you where to send it. So send your submissions. I hope everybody, we have listeners also, because we're World Wide Web, listening all around the world, and we would love to hear your stuff. And Darryl would like to have some, if you have some dance music or some specific to his genre music, please contact him here.
Absolutely.
And you have a Facebook page too, don't you?
Yes, we're working on that. We're changing it over. So I'll give it out so we do have it. But, musically, I think we should continue with some of the local artists.
Yes, we'll do that.
It's 12:51 and it's 49 degrees out. It's getting warmer, everybody.
Yeah.
DJ D, Michael Stewart, Boston Women Rock, Dance Music Express Music Series.
Thank you, and we will get back to the music.
Going all in, gotta roll the dice. One last chance to take it all tonight. This is my last gamble, my last gamble, my last gamble.
WMFO 91.5 Medford. Got a shout out again to Molly. Thank you for letting me cover your show. Molly, Chatting with Molly. It's a great show. She's on every Wednesday. She does a great show. You can call in, talk to her, ask her about college life. Great knowledge with college life. And just anything that Molly can answer, she'll help you out. She doesn't have the answer, she'll get it for you. She brings a lot of great girls in, great interviews and stuff. She has a lot of fun. And then my boys earlier, Nick and Spencer, again, all three of them are on assignments. But I'll tell you, they have a great show. Soy Bus, Hold the Dairy. They play a lot of great music. They put oldies and blues and everything. It's just a great, great time. And I'm DJ D. This is Dance Music Express Music Series. If you want to reach out to me, WMFO 91.5, you can reach out in my email at WMFODJD@gmail.com. And Boston Women's Rock. That's right. We're kicking it. Michael Stewart. Send your materials, your promo materials, or your phone number and your information and any questions, and I'll get them over to Michael. Again, thanks very much. I'm almost out of here. Have a nice week, everybody. God bless, be safe, and keep exercising.